Menachos, Perek Daled Mishneh Hey. We're going to be learning over here about a different type of Korban Mincha. The Minchas Chavite Kohen Gadol, it's called over here in the Mishnah. We've had it alternatively referred to as Minchas Kohen Mashiach. It's also called Minchas Chavitin. This is the Korban Mincha that the Kohen Gadol had to bring every day. And by the way, that's why it's over here in this parak, because we're going to learn now the chelik haboike lumas, the chelik hakabein abayim, the relationship between the two, ma'akvin zezeh, and how they go together. That's what the last Mishnah is about. So the Mishnah says, the chavite koin godl lehoyu bois chatzoyim. Ela maybe yisor and sholim, it wasn't really two karbonis. It's not a Korban Tomen Shel Shach and a Korban Tomen Shel Bayim. It's one Asiris or Eifo. And then it's Hukrav, Mechtzisa Baboike, Mechtzisa Boerev. So he was maybe Yisrael and Shalom Bechotzeo, Makriv Mechtzo Baboike, Mechtzo Bein Ho Abayim. V'koyin Shehikriv Mechtzo B'Shachris Umeis, a Koyin Godel was Makriv in the morning and then he suddenly died midday. Uminu koyin achet tachtov boisayin. He had a son, it was obvious he was supposed to be the Yerush. Lo yovin. The second koyin doesn't bring chatzi yisoyin be beisoy. Even though l'chayra, he's now the mechuyiv. If he's now the mechuyiv, he has to bring me beisoy. V'loy chatzi yisoyin shel harishon. That the korban should be brought, finished off the second half from the rishon. The rishon is not around anymore. And the koyin Mincha, if he's not the Kohen Gadol anymore, can't be brought. And the second one can bring for the second Mechza Babesoy, because it has to be brought all as one carbon. So you have no choice. Ela maybe the second Kohen in the afternoon is maybe Yisor and Sholim. He starts again. V'choytzeu u'makriv Mechza u'mechza Ovid. The second half is lost. That means it's Nisra. That's the only way to do it. That means the chiv is there. The fact that it has to be brought, Yisor and Soilus Sholem, and then it's Mechtzo Choytzeu, that's Likuvo, and this is the only way to do it. Nimtzu Shnei Chatzoyim Krevim, Ushnei Chatzoyim Oivim, and that's what's going to come out. A few points are worth mentioning. First of all, when exactly did the first Kohen die, or rather, more importantly, when did the second Kohen, when was he in the Siman and when is he Mechuyiv? If it was after the Korban Tomen Shel Bein Ha'Abayim, we have a basic klal in Kodshim that ain't dover Korban Achat Tomen Shel Bein Ha'Abayim, so that's it. There's no Zman HaKrova. We're talking over here in very early in the afternoon, before the HaKrova's Korban Tomen Shel Bein Ha'Abayim, when the Zman HaKrova's Tomen Shel Bein Ha'Abayim is, that's the Mishnah in Tomen Nishchat in Meseches Psochim. The normal Korban Tomen at one time, Erev Pesach at a different time, Ayin Shom. Another point that's worth mentioning over here is that normally when it is Kodshim Shenisraf, so the reason why it's Nisraf is it's Possel. It was Yoitze, it's Tomei, it was Lon. Over here we're talking about something that's not Possel. There's a problem, and it can't be Hukrav, but there's Zach Kishala Atzmoy, there's no Psul Begufoy. So here we have to mention Sugi, which is also very clearly a very important Kodshim Dika principle. We'll quote it from Psochem Daf Lamed Daled, and it goes like this. Wherever anything in Kodshim, a korban, emurim, bosor, any other thing that's hukrav, or that's nechal, is psulei begufi, where it itself is posel, yotzo, nitmo, etc. So then yisorif miyad. If it's not nifsal in the zach itself, it was nifsal is a problem with the bialim died, the Bible can't bring the second half because it was already mechapu with something else, that type of thing, which is what we're talking about. The klal is to ubat surosoi v'yetzel lebeis ha-sefer. You wait for it to be lon, and then that's how it becomes nifsal. That's called to ubat surosoi, because the tsur of it is to be used that day, and then it's nifsal because then it becomes a psul aguf. We're not ma'abid. We're not psayriv kochim just because it has a psul that we know of. It has the psul has to be begufoy. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Lo minu koyin acher, if they weren't b'mayin, on that day another koyin, not clear who's taking over, it was the end of the day, whatever it is. Mishal mi hoysa krevo, l'maysa, there's a halacha, that that the Minchas Chavitin has to be brought. Reb Shimon Ami Mishal Tzibur. That means the assumption over here, the Mishnah, is that it has to be brought. So Dr. Reb Shimon Mishal Tzibur, the Rav brings that he dashes a pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas Tzav on the Minchas Chavitin, Chok Oilom. That means it should be Mishal HaOilom. This Chok, that there's a carbon of Minchas Chavitin brought every day, if it's not brought from the Kohen's personal possessions, has to be brought from the Tzibur, from the Trumas Halishko. That means really, in this drosha, there's two inherent nekudos. The first is that even when the Kohen dies, there's a halacha that there has to be a hakrovas minchas chavitin, chok oilam. So the blood bring mishal tzibur. The oilam means mishal tzibur. But the first halacha that it has to be brought under any circumstances, not just when there's a live Kohen Gadol, is not challenged by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda oimim mishal yorshim, it's brought from the yorshim. He has in the pasuk that says that the Kohen that dies, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonov Yase Oiso. The pasuk clearly says that the next one who brings the Minchas Chavitin is his son's Bimkoimoi. Now what does that mean? Pashtus means that his son takes over him as Kohen Gadol. He's dashing the pasuk is that Mibonov Yase Oiso, even if it's not the Tachtov that he became the Kohen Mashiach, that he became the Kohen Gadol, even without being the acting Kohen Gadol, the sons are mechuyev, because man is no minu of another Kohen Gadol, they are responsible for the Minchas Chavit. That means they're asking to the first Hanukkah that it has to be brought, the shalos who has to bring, they learn up this pasuk. Reb Shimon doesn't agree. Reb Shimon says, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtim Banav Yasa Oysa, means if the son is Yerush the position, but if not, they're not. By the way, when it says over here the son, according to Reb Yehuda, would sound like the only one who's responsible to bring from the Nechosin that he was Yerush from the deceased Kohen Gadol is only the son. Lemaisa, that's not true. A Yerush doesn't have to be a son. You have a Kohen Gadol, never didn't have sons. So who Yashin him? His daughters Yashin him. They'll have to bring. If it's a nephew that Yashin, the grandson that Yashin, they'll have to bring. The halacha really starts with the fact that it has to be brought. Now the shal is on whom? Is it incumbent on the tzibur or on the nichsei Kohen Gadol that was nifter? The Mishnah finishes off with three last words that l'kuli almo shleima is a kreva. The din of bringing it isar and shalem and then choytzeu mechzo baboyke mechzo boerev is only a din in the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara learns this out of psukim, and this is l'kuli almo. That halacha does not exist when it's being brought minichsei somebody else, either from the tzibur or from the yashim. Then what they do is they bring one is sarin, but better said, the gzeis hakosuv that the Tanoim learn out is that they have to bring a full minchas isarin without chetzeu. Therefore, they have to bring an isarin shalom ba'boiker and isarin shalom ba'erev. The pasuk over there says kolil tachto, it's brought in total. So that means it has to be brought completely without the chetzeu. So then they're going to have to bring two because the chiv is there and it has to be brought in azaloifin. Now we're going to start Perakei. Perakei, we're already going to get into the details of Korbonis, of Menochis. Kol HaMenochis Bois Matzah. The basic premise in Kor Mincha, where the Torah says that Chol Sor V'chol Devash Lo Yisaktim V'meni Yishel Hashem. Sor means Chomitz. Chomitz is never Hukra V'agabi HaMizbeach. Besides for that, the Torah says that kol amincha asher takrivu l'Hashem lo yiseos chomitz. There's a pasuk that's a lav mufurish to be machmitz, to not be careful that a korban mincha becomes chomitz. So all menachos are bois matzah. Matzah over here means in the sense that's not chomitz, the way we use the word matzah. Chutz, there's a gzeis hakosuv, chomitz shebetoido u'shtei halechem shein bois chomitz. Very interesting, ironic almost, is that the chomitz shebetoido is the only carbon that's mentioned for the first time Parshas Tzav is a carbon toide. Everything else is in Parshas Vayikra, and it's chazered over with more details in Parshas Tzav. The carbon that's mentioned for the first time in Parshas Tzav is a carbon toide, and developed like so. Carbon toide is the parsha which usually in a regular year is Shabbos HaGadol, goes together with Pesach. So in that parsha, there's the toide, there's the four people that have to give a Shevach Voido. Connected that, the four people that sing, we have to drink four koisos and we have to say halal. What's ironic is that punkt in that korban, in that korban mincha, there's chametz as well. The shtei halechem, the balei machshava, talk about that Klai Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim, they go out with the korban oimer, which is taka, not chametz, it's brought on Pesach, and then we grow and we steig and we mekabel Torah, we get the shruas, and over there we bring on a higher darga, we bring on a darga where it includes even the chametz. Okay, that's just the word. Al kaponim, those are the only two menachos that are chametz. And even the korban toida is not the whole korban toida, it's the chametz sheva toida. We'll go through the details. There's an interesting nekuda here, a detail that the Mishnah is ba'irah. And that is, how did they cause the lach me toida, or the shtei alechem, to become chametz? So Meir says they took sor, they took a little bit of fermented dough. Boide lehen, boide usually means something isolated. They took a little piece, they were mechametzit, that means they kneaded it in water, and then it started rising, and then they put it into the soilus, into the rest of the soilus, which would form this korban mincha, namely the chametz shebetoida. And then the whole thing becomes ma'uruv with sa'or, with chametz, and the whole thing is considered chametz once it's kneaded all together. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, afi enem min amubcha, that's not the right way to do it, it's not the best way to do it. Why? Because by taking out a little bit sa'or, fermenting it and putting it back in, the sa'or is not, what the Paiskim say, is not shoya called sa'or koi kidesh yach mitzheter. So mela, it doesn't turn into properly mischametz. Elamavius has sa'or, v'noysen l'toich amideh, he brings a little bit sa'or, something that's properly fermented from the outside. He puts it in the kli to measure it together, umamalis amido, and he makes that part of the original mido of the sa'or, of the kikre lechem that are chametz. Omru loy afhi hoysa chasero oyisero. These are the words of Reb Meir saying to Reb Yehuda. The says, Reb Yehuda says, well, if you take a little bit sa'or from it, you isolate a little bit of the kamach and you turn it into sa'or, then you put it back in, it's not going to ferment well, it's not going to turn into chimutz, it's not mehudar in terms of the quality of the mincha, of the lechem chometz. That's Reb Yehuda's taina. Says Reb Meir back, it could very well be, but since when you ferment it with a little bit of water, depending on how thick the mixture is, lav dafka, when you take out a little bit and then you put it back in, that's going to be the same measurement. And then the measurement of the soroin is going to be off, and the soroin has to be exact. Chaser yiser is possible. We've learned that. That by korban menachos is a psul of chaser or yiter. What's the machlaikas exactly? So you look at the mefarshim, the rishonim say, there's one hesber, there are other hesber, maybe in the rishonim, the lech mishnah says, but the straightforward hesber is, how do we measure the isorin? Is the isorin measured in terms of the final product in the kli? It's an isorin soilus, even though in the beginning, in the what we'd call soilus yevesho, it might be that it was less than an isorin. It's going to be off. So Remeya says, if you take out a little bit, if you put in a little bit from the outside, lav davka, that the measurements will shtim, it'll be off. According to Reb Yehuda, the way you're going to measure is with the final product. So if you put in a little bit from the outside, now that's what you have. That's your isor. So mela, that's the machlokes that they have.